One of the key points in the Stormont House agreement, the plan to give the most seriously injured victims of the Troubles a special pension. But the DUP and Sinn Féin are at odds over who should be included. It's thought about 400 people here live with permanent disabilities after surviving gun and bomb attacks, and 10 of those are thought to be former paramilitaries. The DUP say they plan to exclude anyone with a terrorist conviction. Sinn Féin say they will not support the pension if former paramilitaries are left out. The DUP MP, Gavin Robinson, with us today. Good morning to you, Gavin.
Good morning, Stephen.
So, spell out for us the DUP's position in this.
Well, the initial proposal, there would be a pension available for victims who suffered severe injury during the Troubles came from victims themselves. It was one that we were and are keen to support. We're pleased that it does form part of the Stormont House Agreement. Stormont House Agreement and the wording in it suggests that there's still work to be done. And I think you've highlighted one of the differences.
So it's a Stormont House disagreement. It's a non-agreement.
No, it's an agreement to keep working at it. I think that's
it's not an agreement if it's not agreed.
No. It's an agreement to say that there should be a pension for those victims from the Troubles who have been severely injured. So the commitment is there, and a willingness to continue working where there is disagreement. But, I mean, we brought this proposal forward. We have consulted extensively on the proposal, and it is open to us to bring forward a private member's bill if that agreement is not reached. And in the context of a private member's bill, the only thing that could defeat the majority of the House would be a petition of concern.
Well, we know all about those, don't we? Why shouldn't a line be drawn under, Gavin, what has happened in the past insofar as those people who say, look, the context of Northern Ireland and people who otherwise would not have got drawn into violence were drawn into violence, and they are now older and they are still seriously injured and they still need to provide for themselves. And that's why they're as deserving as a special pension as much as anybody else.
Well, because there are hundreds, if not thousands of people in our province severely injured through no fault of their own. And I think there is a moral distinction to be drawn between somebody who was innocently walking down the street enjoying time with their family, friends, and those who went out to perpetrate a crime. So that's the moral distinction. And that, as you highlight, is one of the key differences that needs to be addressed.
But if this stalemate continues, then nobody's going to get a pension.
Well, that's not right. As I've indicated to you, we have brought forward this proposal. My colleague Jeffrey Donaldson has consulted on it for quite some time. We have finished that consultation process, and it is open to us to bring forward a private member's bill in the Assembly if agreement cannot be reached. So there is a willingness for us to pursue this proposal. We think it is the right thing to do. There are many people in our province who, because of no fault of their own, innocent victims who were attacked and injured, and as a consequence of severe injury, were unable to build up a pension entitlement or save for the future as you or I can do. So that's the moral imperative, and it's up for the politics now to make sure it works on behalf of innocent victims and to make sure those who have lost in life get the support they deserve from our country.
Is there any room for negotiation with Sinn Féin?
Well, there's no doubt that discussions will take place, but at the moment we are poles apart. And so, as I say, there is an alternative option, and that's through the private members' bill procedure.
OK. Gavin, thank you. Good morning to you.